Good day, everyone. It is day 17. It is called Life-Giving Leadership. Restful one, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, listen with your spirit to the word of God for you. Mordecai the Jew was second in rank to King Xerxes, preeminent among the Jews, and held in high esteem by his many fellow Jews, because he worked for the good of his people and spoke up for the welfare of all the Jews. Esther 10:3. Remember, restful one, that peace is largely found in completeness and wholeness, which necessitates relationships. It is a blessing to have a life-giving leader. I bless you, restful one, with many life-giving leaders and with experiencing different flavors of wisdom that come from the different men and women. I bless you with having a variety of life-giving leaders so that they can equip you and prepare you for the days to come. I bless you with leaders who give life by showing you favor and opening doors for you. I also bless you with leaders who give life by being firm and requiring you to learn disciplines and demonstrate diligence. I bless you, restful one, with life-giving leaders who minister to your spirit and bring you into a deep knowledge of the Most High God. I bless you with life-giving leaders who teach you to love the Word of God, who lead you to meditate on the Word of God so that your wisdom continually grows. I bless you with life-giving leaders who will teach you how to relate to other people, who model for you the joys of relationship and bring you into a high level of celebration in your family and your community of faith, where people live together in unity and experience anointing from God. I bless you with life-giving leaders in difficult times who can make a path for you where there seems to be no way. I bless you with life-giving leaders who give you perspective in difficult situations. I bless you, restful one, with a spirit that takes advantage of the blessing of life-giving leaders and learns from them so that you, in turn, will become a life-giving leader, so that you and your generation will widen and deepen the stream of generational blessings from which your natural children and spiritual children will draw. I bless you with far greater skill than your parents. I bless you with learning how to minister to your children in a wiser, richer way. I bless you with a good husband or a good wife. I bless you with bringing wholeness and life-giving skills into your marriage so that you, as a couple, can bring the kingdom of God to bear on the society around you. I bless you, restful one, with being a leader in your community of faith so that other people spontaneously come to you when they have needs. I bless you to be a wiser life giver, not an enabler who inappropriately meets needs that people should take care of for themselves. I bless you with having a huge reservoir of peace within you so that when you speak blessings of peace, peace becomes a reality in the lives of others. I bless you with an anointing on your speech so that you can speak peace to those around you. I bless you with being such a life-giving leader that you are welcomed into a community that has been hostile to you. I pray for such an anointing of wisdom and life-giving and peace upon you that you will be sought out and placed in positions of influence so that your life-giving may flow out from you like a river and peace may envelop the social settings where God places you. I bless you, restful one, with life-giving leaders to mentor you throughout your life, and I bless you with becoming a life-giving leader who blesses the next generation of life-giving mentors. I bless you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Lord, I lift every single person to you today. It is without a shadow of a doubt that each one of them are called into a place of leadership. Sure, it could be said that we are all leaders and we are all called to some form of leadership, but Lord, it has been my observation in my time alone when I hold them in my heart that each one has a larger call to leadership than they are aware. That they are in the midst of a great upward progression, challenge after challenge, that though it may not feel like it, that they are being raised up and elevated to a place. Well, let me rephrase that. That their station is being elevated, though they may not feel like it or have been released into it. That, Lord, they are in an ever-escalating, elevated place of preparation in anticipation of their actual promotion that's come. It is as if it is in the mail, but it has not arrived. Lord, I pray, Lord, for each of these leaders, that, Lord, that they would be drawn to see and to be around and to note the leaders, Lord, that just aren't good leaders, but are emulations in aspects of you, that emulations of what it is that they're called to do, that would inspire and enliven them in places that are supposed to be of kin, of a similar, I want to say vibration, but it's like when one guitar string is plucked, the E string, the other E strings start to vibrate. So that, Lord, that there would be people around each and every person that I'm speaking over now that would inspire them to a place and a channel and a direction. And that they would also have leaders that are functioning in ways that they are not used to stretch them into the places that they have yet to entertain. That, Lord, that there are talents and aspects of who they are that they haven't even imagined. That in some respects, at least some of them haven't even scratched the surface or explored what they're truly good at and ultimately called to. I also pray, Lord, that all of us have had know what it's like when we have run into people with bad days. And, or maybe we're all too aware of where our parents have fallen short. And no matter how good they, Lord, they are, we know that they're not you. Or leaders. In particular, Lord, where there have been people here that have been hurt. Or where leaders, in particular, spiritual or paternal, in a sense, leaders, have hurt and misused them, rejected them, or where they have been seemingly invisible. Today, Lord, I pray that that place where people have been shrouded in a way where it is like their whole life they've not been able to be seen, that, Lord, every place where that has happened, that you yourself are not the one that is concealing them, Lord, in this season, that you would remove it today. And that, Lord, for each one of those that you are intentionally keeping hidden, at least for right now, that, Lord, that you would give them peace and knowing that it's true. But in all cases, Lord, where we have been under people that we will just say maybe fell short of the ultimate goal of what a leader should be, whether relationally or vocationally or whatever the case may be, teachers, that, Lord, that you would breathe on those things for us to pull from it wisdom. I've heard it said, Lord, that it's not, sometimes we're put under poor leaders to learn what not to do. Many have said that David would never have become the king that he became if he were not under Saul. Lord, there seems to be a challenge, and we would call it a vacuum of real leadership. And there are new leaders you're raising up in a new style, we'll call it, of leadership, especially leadership as defined by you and what the kingdom of God in its advancement is supposed to reflect. That there's a new culture, like a, call it a, like a corporate culture. Every corporation has a certain culture to it, and some of them we just don't fit to. But Lord, there's a culture that we are born out of that maybe we are just, we can't remember. I pray for all of us, Lord, to come to a remembrance of knowing the origins of our culture, of who we are. Lord, I also pray for those that don't believe or question their ability to lead. That, Lord, you would give them, whether it's in their dreams, in their quiet time, that, Lord, you would kind of like reels through a movie, but in this case of their lifetime, of all the ways in which you've been preparing them and honing them, and even in places where they led that they did not know. It isn't a question of whether they are leaders, it's what kind of leader they're called to be. And of course, the great question that everyone has is what they're supposed to lead in. What are they supposed to lead? What are they supposed to do? Well, Lord, I truly pray today that every blessing about drawing life-giving leaders, shepherds, mothers and fathers into their lives to support all the good that is there, to help extract and identify the things that need to be removed and that would be rewritten almost to contradict some of the history of what they've experienced and what and who leaders are. We're leading into confusing times of when to stand up and how to stand up. As Christians, we can be very acquiescent, and sometimes we have too much of our environments that seem to seep into or out of us. Our humanity leaks, as they say. It's like Jeremiah saying that he was a man of unclean lips in a society that was not clean. I truly pray, Lord, that today it looks like, I know this is going to sound a little funny, Lord, that there is a brush. Sometimes it's a toothbrush and sometimes it's a huge brush to clean away some of the things that have caked on over the years, especially that we've received from others. It can just take one ill-placed word at the wrong time in a formative time of our lives that can seem to hang over us as a self-fulfilling prophecy. Lord, we break the power of those words today in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray today that you and all of heaven would join, Lord, in reading aloud and speaking words over these beautiful ones, Lord. These restful ones, and that they can receive through osmosis the matriculation of your word that is like water into the soil of their soul. To remove today, Lord, and loosen all the blockages. I bless the leaders and their lives, Lord. I bless their marriages. I bless their parents. I bless their children. I bless their friends. I bless their workplace, Lord God. If it were possible, Lord, I would pray that they would almost be put into a place of suspended animation where everything falls away and all they can hear and experience in a brand new way is your voice, your heartbeat. Lord, I pray there be a special anointing upon their sleep and there being a tugging, a gentle nudge, a pulling, Lord, of you into arenas that they never would have imagined to step out into. and to trust, Lord, with an unfailing, unfathomable, you know, peace and a rest and a trust in you to step out and know that you know what you're doing and you're never going to leave us or forsake us. We bless you in Jesus' name.